Isabel Kershudian covers the Capitals for the Washington Post, and she joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Isabel, thanks so much for joining us today. We talked a bit about this game from the Leafs' point of view. Is there anything extra about this game from the Capitals' point of view?
You know, it's funny, Jeff. I heard you kind of said it, that it's like a measuring stick for maybe some of the young players. I think the Caps see this as a little bit of a measuring stick for themselves right now. You know, they're coming off a really bad 8-2 loss in Philadelphia. They've got, you know, some issues on their blue line after Matt Niskanen got hurt. I don't think they really know where they are as a team right now. And here they, you know, they're having some issues with defending, with, you know, allowing a lot of shots against. And now they're playing one of the best offensive teams in the league. So I think it's a big challenge for them, and that's how they're viewing it, that they have to kind of, you know, stop the bleeding before it gets too bad. I mean, they have 7 points right now. Nothing is dire 6 games into the season. But, you know, I think this is a good kind of early test for them, is how they're seeing it.
Yeah, and, you know, I was wondering, you know, knowing how this team does play offensively, I've got to think that in a lot of ways, Isabel, I mean, both Barry Trotz and Mike Babcock are probably, they probably had cold sweats last night thinking about coaching this game, because this could have 8-7 written all over it, which, you know, whoever gets the eighth goal is going to be real happy. But whoever's team lets in the eighth goal isn't going to be that happy.
Yeah, I mean, if they're having cold sweats, imagine how the goalies are feeling right now. But no, I mean, Barry Trotz said yesterday, you know, if you try to trade chances with the Toronto Maple Leafs, I know who's going to win. So I don't think the Caps want to play like that. And, you know, the issue is that's kind of how they've been playing. I think they're in this weird place right now where they want to play as aggressively as they have been the last couple of years, you know, because their forward core is so talented still. But they don't have the defense to be able to play like that anymore. They can't, you know, play so offensively aggressive when their, you know, defensemen are still kind of finding their way. So, I mean, right now they've got three, you know, veteran proven defensemen, and then they've got two rookies in the lineup with a combined, like, 4 games of experience. And then, you know, Taylor Tourney, who's kind of been up and down his whole career. So they do have to kind of try and find a little bit of a new identity, you know, just to adjust to their personnel a little bit.
You know, it's interesting. Reading an article before you came on, you wrote yesterday about Brian McClellan and how, you know, in the previous 2 seasons, which, as you correctly described them, Stanley Cup or bust seasons, you know, he didn't hesitate to make moves to position the team for a championship. But, you know, you kind of got the impression that, you know, when that window closed, last year's window closed without winning a Stanley Cup, you kind of got the impression that there was a little bit of a reset. You know, clearly he went about re-signing key players, but as a result of what that did to the salary cap, you kind of got the idea that the organization was going to be a little more internally focused, especially when it came to defense. It, you know, in your heart of hearts, and knowing where this team is, and knowing the age of some of its key forwards, I mean, Isabel, at some point, if this continues, isn't he almost going to be forced into making a deal to bolster his defense corps? And I don't pretend to know how you can do it, but it seems to me they're almost in the same position as the Chicago Blackhawks, and that the window of opportunity is still there, and you kind of have to think of the immediate future as opposed to the distant future.
Yeah, I mean, I think the things you look at are Alex Ovechkin's probably playing as good as we've seen in a really long time. And, you know, Evgeny Kuznetsov's playing great. Nicholas Backstrom's playing great. TJ Oshie, you know, you just signed to that big deal. He's off to his best offensive start. So knowing all of those things, and like you said, the age of that group, how do you waste another year of that? Mm-hmm. You know, I think they want to take a really long look at what they have with their prospects. It's only been, you know, 3 games for a guy like Christian Juice, who I think is going to play a lot of minutes tonight. And it's only been 1 game for Madison Bowie, and it was a rough game for him in Philly. But I think they want to see what they have with those guys and, you know, maybe a couple others who are still in the American Hockey League, see if they can get something together, and they have kind of these 10 games that Niskanen's supposed to be out. And if they can't, then I do think they're going to, you know, do something, because you can't, you know, Ovechkin's already 32. He's going to be 33 next year. You know, collectively, this group's been really healthy over the past few years. I think they've been statistically the healthiest team in the league. How long is that going to hold up? You've got Brooks Orpik playing like 22 minutes a night at 37 years old. You know, how long can he keep doing that without getting hurt? If they have another injury on the fence, like, they're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have to think about some of these things. And I think if it doesn't get better, then I would expect a move, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, and I'm also looking at it from Barry Trotz's point of view, Isabel. When you think of the defenseman, the defense cores he's coached in recent years, he's got to look down the bench right now and go, my God, you know, compared to what I had in Nashville and even what I had last year when Shattenkirk was added. And Barry Trotz is a smart guy, and I'm sure he'll adapt, but it's almost as if he's coaching with his hands tied, you know, especially on a team that, you know, should be playing freewheeling offensive hockey. You'd like to have a defense core that can support your offensive players and at the same time take care of stuff in their own hand. But he's got to feel like his hands are tied behind his back here.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Like, last year they went into the season with the same seven defensemen that they ended the season before with. There was no turnover at all on that unit. And they allowed the fewest goals per game in the league. I think, you know, under Trotz, that's been their identity. That they've been a, you know, really solid defensive team. The shots against have gone down every year. And so that's where they're kind of struggling to find themselves a little bit right now, because the forwards really, really have to kind of pull back and help the defensemen. I remember in the preseason seeing how low Nicholas Backstrom was playing to kind of help those D-men break out. It is a little bit of an adjustment for everybody, I think. And you've got just some, like, even in the fourth quarter, you've got a couple new pieces. Fortunately for them, they have the same two goaltenders back, and those guys are both pretty good. But I think it is a little bit of a struggle right now. And, you know, Niskanen was playing such a big role. He was probably their number one defenseman. And now they have to, on top of everything else, I think they were having a hard time before he got hurt. And now they have to really kind of figure something out, how to get by without him at least.